Welcome back to the Goons Podcast.
George W.
The number podcast and all of
George Piss Stainbush.
All of yeah.
Why do you sound nasally?
Sound like you sound like
welcome back to the Howard Stern Show.
Today we're gonna be looking at titties again.
It's the world's tiredest podcast in all of Dreamland.
Go to sleep.
Didn't you just get a monster like 2 minutes ago?
No.
Oh.
I'm drinking lotion.
You're drinking lotion?
Alpha hydroxytherapy lotion.
One kind of lotion, what would it be?
None. I would have drunk lotion.
Right, Jergens.
I have Jergens under my sink right now.
I have it next to my bed. I mean under my sink,
too. I use it to jergen off, if you know what I'm saying.
Why do you keep it under your sink, then?
That's...
Yeah, that's
because
weird.
I have guests that come over. I don't want them to see a fucking Jergens bottle beside my bed.
Is Jergen lube?
So yeah. Every time you sit in bed and think I'm gonna yank one, you gotta go walk to the kitchen with your.
I walk
fucking
to my
boner.
Sink in my bathroom. I
oh,
open
in
the
your
cabinet.
Bathroom. Okay, I thought kitchen sink for some reason. So I thought you just had to walk around.
Why don't
your
you just
fat,
keep
like,
it under your pillow?
Yeah, it'll smash your head
for
into
the
pillow and
for
just
the jerk off fairy.
No.
Yeah, jack off fairy. You leave it lube and it jacks you off in the night.
It's just a gay guy.
I'm pretty sure that's called.
It's just me.
Yeah.
A word.
Yay. We're not going to say it.
No, we're not. All right.
Are we podcasting right now?
Yeah, we are podcasting.
Are you sure?
God, this
I'm sure.
Just gone.
This is where the rabbit hill has ended up here today.
This is where the rubber
hill?
Meets
the rabbit
the road.
Hill.
The what rabbit
you
hill.
The rabbit
and let's
hole.
Start over.
The rabbit hole. Open your stupid ears.
Rabbit holes.
I do. Keep talking.
I always like misinterpreted that when someone said go down the rabbit hole. I just started fucking a rabbit. Anyway, I got a question for you guys.
I can't blame you for that one.
Yeah, can we segue?
What inanimate object do you wish you could eliminate from existence? I feel like I'm the host of Family Feud or something.
Kim Kardashian.
Top 10 answers. We surveyed America.
Show me dog butthole.
Inanimate object. That is.
Is that an inanimate object?
My vote's on Kim Kardashian.
That's a living human being.
Not anymore, McCaskey.
Yeah, she's like 95%
she
plastic.
She's literally just Chinese plastic.
Yeah. I would say concrete.
Why would you want get rid of concrete? All the buildings,
go mud and
all the sidewalks.
You just want
you
it for mud.
You could still do that.
You could just go to a forest.
We all have to go mud
rid
down
of
the
every
highway.
Major city.
New York has vanished so that I can go mud.
We're getting rid of Brazil. I want to go mud.
I like
what
the sound of that.
What the hell was even the question? What inanimate object would you get rid of?
I don't know. This oddly specific question. Like, why would you have hatred towards an inanimate object anyway?
I don't know. Like, maybe you stub your toe on a chair and now you're like, fuck chairs.
Okay, but then it would just be a table.
Any guitar that has to do with Steve Vai.
Oh, McNasty's not going to like that one.
McNasty, your response.
Kiss my asshole.
Okay, I told you he didn't like that one. I honestly don't have a good answer for this soup. Like, I've never been like, yeah, fuck that inanimate object.
I don't.
I'm trying to think of things like an inanimate object that would be annoying, but it's like, why would somebody invent something that's annoying?
Nope, I got one. Styrofoam. I hate the sound of it. I hate everything about it. It gets everywhere. It's annoying, and it barely protects shit because half the time when you smash it, it's like just as hard as fucking concrete.
Mine would be packing peanuts.
Dude,
fuck anybody that uses
packing
peanuts.
Okay, dude, my sister a long time ago tried to convince me that packing peanuts were edible, and I said no, they're fucking not. And she ate one and swallowed it in front of me and was like, "See, they're edible."
What?
And, like, I could go eat a fork. It doesn't mean it's edible.
What the fuck, dude? She didn't even dip it in ketchup
hard enough.
Did
she not even like roast it and lightly salt it?
Yeah, just,
she didn't
just
do
a
anything?
little bit of salt and then like
what a
little bit
whore.
Of oil in the pan and just yeah exactly that's what I called
no
it.
No season.
I thought you were gonna get offended by that.
Canadians
but
don't season their packing peanuts and it shows.
Cringe.
It's because they're white.
Honestly.
So I have a long story about styrofoam. So whenever my PC was fucking up, like whenever I first got my PC, they put styrofoam around it. And I kind of ripped it whenever I was getting it out. But luckily, right? I kept the box and the styrofoam because I had to send it back because it was fucking up. So the styrofoam was already kind of like fucky and getting everywhere. And I was like, you know, this fucking computer company would surely replace the styrofoam whenever I go and send it back. And they just reused the same styrofoam. So I opened it and it got fucking everywhere. And they reused it every single time. Like, I'm pretty sure the styrofoam was just like a little piece of styrofoam by the end of our like sending back and forth.
It was their last piece of styrofoam.
Honestly, dude, like
they just completely
they couldn't waste. They couldn't waste like an extra $5 to get like
$5 styrofoam. How much could styrofoam?
Well, I'm assuming that like the perfect fit mold styrofoam with this computer would maybe be more, but yeah,
maybe 30 cents.
Yeah, maybe 30 cents. But like, it just kept getting worse and smaller every time. I could tell that they were also struggling with the styrofoam every time they opened it. It was pretty funny.
By the time you get it back, it's like a marble in a box. Your computer,
dude, it really was
around.
It was just like just a small piece that covered like half
this
of it.
Little tiny brick of styrofoam in the bottom, not even touching the PC. God, that is great customer service. Didn't they also send you back a PC broken 3 times?
2 times, but yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty epic. Yeah, it sounds like
yeah, that's
well, the second time. Yeah. Well, I guess the first time would be the first time that I sent it back one time, and the second time that I got it back.
Okay,
it
hold on.
So technically,
the first time. All right,
so when
time.
I bought it, it was messed up.
The
I sent
time.
It back, it was messed up.
That'd have to be the second time.
a lot of math and going then, on right now.
Computer
the
work
third
now,
time,
I think.
I'm just fucking drooling on my chair. All right.
You smooth brain ape.
Did everybody even give an actual answer other than I feel like I'm the only one that gave an answer.
I can't think of an
are flies inanimate objects? I hate flies.
No.
Those are bugs. Do you know what an inanimate object is?
I would get rid of mosquitoes.
I would
get rid of taxes. Is taxes an inanimate object?
No.
Wait, actually,
McNass, you
might be
on
an inanimate
object.
I mean, taxes is just taxes is money, and you'd be taking away
is
money.
Horseradish
so.
An inanimate object?
Yes, it is actually.
Ooh, yeah, actually, yeah, like wasabi is another pretty gross thing.
Dude, what if
I'm
you
not
put
getting rid
wasabi?
Of gas. I'm getting
if
rid
you
of
put
wasabi.
Wasabi and mayonnaise and mix it up, it's pretty good.
Okay.
I hate both of those things. Wasabi?
Really? A white person not liking mayonnaise?
Oh, I fucking hate mayonnaise.
Really?
Maybe like, you put on your sandwich. What do you put on a sandwich then?
Mustard.
Spit.
Barbecue sauce.
Dude, did you guys ever have like a weird thing as a kid where you'd like chew something up, spit it out, and eat it again? Because I did.
Gum.
Absolutely not.
What? Are you feeding baby birds?
Dude, I'm not the only one. All right, I've heard like from other people.
Well, yeah, maybe special ed class.
Yeah, do they also wear helmets?
So nah, dude. For some reason, whenever I would have like Chinese like chicken and rice.
Ew,
dude. Listen, I was a fucking stupid kid. Okay, I didn't know any better.
Yeah, you still are.
Yeah. Suck a nard bone. I would chew it up.
I would
like to a mushy consistency. I would spit it back out. And then just like, eat it from. Dude, I was
See,
a fucking kid. I didn't
you
know.
Were cool. You would have like threw the mushy mixture at like a wall and just let it harden
we
there or something.
Hungry.
But you just
a
ate
spit
it again.
Ball of like yeah. broccoli, beef
we
and broccoli.
Hungry.
Nasty.
I would. I don't know why I'd do that.
That is.
That's some brain dead activity right there.
Really? Yeah, did you guys ever like when you were little? Did you ever like? Role play with food. Like when I was little, broccoli I thought was like I used to pretend they were like trees and I was a dinosaur and they just like try to stand them up and I just like,
oh and I'm the brain dead
off
one.
The... okay no, you used to eat bird food like regurgitated broccoli. I just used to like stand it up and pretend I was like a dinosaur and just like fucking shove my face into it and be like, God, I'm sick. That's awesome.
That's probably you know? Because of your dumb heritage.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, no, I used to snort lines of hummus as a kid. Yeah, nasty. My dumb heritage really really responsible for that.
Have you ever had hummus
what are
before?
Some, like, dude, what are like some fucking dumb things y'all believed as kids? Did y'all like have any dumb things you believed?
I used to believe that if you couldn't see someone, they couldn't see you. So on Christmas Eve, I used to like, my parents would be sitting out obviously later than like the kids would because we'd all go to bed. And I'd like want to check if Santa came yet. So I'd cover my eyes and walk out to the living room, and there's just like seven adults just sitting there staring at me, and they would all go with it. They would pretend they couldn't fucking see me, and then like move my hands for like a split second to see if there was presents under the tree, and then I'd cover them and run back to my room where me and like all my little friends would be, and it'd just be like, all right, they didn't see me, guys, but Santa didn't come yet. And I genuinely believe that they couldn't.
Isn't that what dinosaurs also do? You were having like some sexual shit with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dude, I actually used to have so many little plastic dinosaurs. Is there a dinosaur fetish? Did I have that?
I think you did. You pretended you were a dinosaur when you ate, and you thought if like people like, I don't know, people couldn't see.
If I couldn't see that, I don't know. I really like dinosaurs. I was obsessed with like,
yeah, I don't know,
like Jurassic Park movies. Mm-hmm. And stuff.
There's something you want to tell us?
Sick.
When I was a kid,
dinophilia.
When I was a little baby, like 3-4 years old, I would sit in front of my grandma's TV and watch Jurassic Park, like the first one, like 9 times throughout the day. Like it would turn off, and my grandma told me I would turn around and look at her and go, Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park! And she would like rewind it and play it again. I would literally just watch this shit all the time. Yeah, I used to have a dinosaur obsession too. I used to have like a dinosaur like bed set, bunch of dinosaur toys.
Dude, you're sick. Yeah. God, McNasty's now the coolest one on the podcast.
Did y'all ever have like the glow in the dark stars and shit on your
Oh, screen? Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
I used to peel them off and put them in weird spots.
I remember eventually I took them down, or I had like a parent take them down, and then
I still have them.
There was one, there was like one star that was still. It's probably still on the roof of my dad's house. Just one star on the roof that like nobody ever removed.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I when I used to go to my friend's house, like when we were kids, whenever we used to make craft dinner, I used to take one noodle out of the pot when he wasn't looking, and I'd run into his bedroom and I'd slap it onto the ceiling. And he didn't notice for like months and months until there's a small collection of uncooked noodles stuck to his ceiling, and they are still there to this day.
I'm surprised they might have fault.
Did you get in trouble?
No, he just was like, "The fuck, man!" I was like,
"You did that to your dad?"
No, it was at my friend's house. I did it like it wasn't even at my house. I did it at his house. It wasn't even my own house. I used to
house.
What's his own house?
His house. How was it? His house.
House.
My house.
I'm done talking on this podcast.
Did he eventually find out, and did you tell him it was you?
Well, he said he went to bed one night, and it was like a school night or whatever when we were little, and he looked up, and he could still see light through his fucking window coming in, and he was just sitting in bed and just saw like a huge pile of noodles just slowly like accumulated to his ceiling. So
I would think I was going insane if I saw that.
No, he...
I would think I was losing my mind if I just woke up one day and there's freaking like mac and cheese 20, stuck to my ceiling.
20 noodles. There like, wasn't cheese on it yet. It was just the well, mac.
Yeah, oh, just like a boiled just noodle. Yeah,
it's just a boiled noodle.
Yeah, those things are sticky too.
It would like mold. Yeah, you could like stick them to anything. So I used to just fucking run to his bedroom, slap him on the ceiling, still there. And then I did it to my own house once with a big spaghetti noodle. And we had people repaint the kitchen, and they didn't even take it off. They fucking painted over the noodle. my dad went up to change a light bulb, and he fucking saw it, and he peeled it off, and now there's just this unpainted noodle strip on my kitchen roof.
I used to do that when I used to work with my dad, because my dad's a maintenance guy for like apartments, and he used to work for these apartments where the owner owned 3 different properties, and he would have me go to the other properties to like paint and stuff like the inside. So like when people move out, you have to do what's called like a turnover where you make a dirty apartment like fresh and new for somebody to move in, which means you paint, you fix like things that are broken. Yeah. So my main duty was just painting because you had to have like 0 IQ to paint. It's easy.
Yeah.
And a couple of the properties were very, very ghetto. So a lot of like cockroaches, a lot of like dirty things. And there would just be like cockroaches smashed into the wall, and I would just paint over them. Like little cockroach bumps all over the wall.
Just like painting over a used condom that's stuck to the wall.
I was just like, I'm not gonna sit there and scrape all the fuckers up, because I was a lazy fucking worker back then. And yeah, I was just
not much has changed.
Not anything has changed.
Yeah, but I would just literally just like cover cockroaches.
Get over a dead cockroach.
That's funny.
Can you imagine being the first day of moving into your new apartment, being all stoked, and then it's just like, and there's a cockroach painted on the wall. Or like, watch it slowly peel off the wall while you're eating dinner. Just like this cockroach. That's fucking
nasty. I used to literally go to that site, and like, I would stay up all night playing Black Ops 1 till like 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. And then I'd have to wake up at like 7, and I'd get like 30 minutes of sleep, go to work, and my dad wouldn't go with me to that site. It was the other guy that worked there, and he would like never check up on me. He would never come in to like see like, hey, how you doing? So I would literally, they had these built-in ACs on the floor because they didn't have like big AC units. So have you ever seen those before? You like put them in a window. Yeah. And they were like on floor level. So I would like crank it to 60, lay in front of it and nap for like 4 hours. Like in the middle, I would lock the door too. So he would have to like knock on the door to like come check up on me. And I'd like wake up and I'd like grab the paint roller and act like I'm doing something and answer the door and be like, hey.
Bone dry, full of crusty paint.
Well, he'd come in and the only thing I'd have done is like cabinets painted after like 4 hours of work.
God.
He eventually told my dad, he was just like, yeah, your son has like terrible work ethic. So we're just going to have him not come here anymore.
Yeah, blame them.
I was
you were the worst. Painting over cockroaches, taking naps.
I spilled paint all the time. I was terrible. Even the most brain dead job, I was still just god awful at.
Yeah, well, now you have an even more brain dead job that you're pretty all right.
For real,
at,
yeah.
So that's something. So you're moving that's up generous. In the world.
Yeah.
I've never taken a nap at a job.
Same.
I don't think I have. Oh, no, that's a lie. I worked for this moving company, but I didn't do the truck stuff. I worked in, like, their warehouse where they kept, like, their millions of boxes and their moving blankets and shit. And I made this, like, cubby out of moving boxes and blankets. And I just fucking napped in there. Rough, like, though. No, dude, these ones were fucking cozy.
I know, like, the U-Haul ones are so rough.
Oh, they were like brand new. Like I just took them all out of the bags and just laid them out and like piled boxes around me. So if you looked in the little room I was in, you couldn't even see me like napping. You could just see a pile of boxes. So it looked normal. And I did nap in there once or twice. And that was about it. But that job fucking sucked. All I did was pretend to sweep the whole time and just listen to music.
Nice.
It's fucking awful. You guys didn't give any answers to the topic though.
What was it?
I'm serious.
What the hell is the topic?
I forgot as well.
We veer off so much. It's just like
some things you believed in as a kid.
Oh shit.
I'm the only one that gave an answer, right?
I did believe that a sex was when the shower would just run on your pee-pee.
Sex?
My cousin
told me.
Wait.
Say that sentence again. Start over.
My cousin told me that when the like sex was when the water from the shower head just like runs on your wiener. And I thought that's what
sex was. Did you never take a shower as a kid?
And then...
No, I just, like, I would literally go to school and tell my friends that I've been getting laid, like, left and right. And it was literally just, like...
I had sex this morning before school.
Yeah, I had sex this morning at my uncle's house.
Oh, yeah, I was, like, 6. I was young. I was so, like, naive as a kid.
Yeah. I bet those other kids were going home and telling their parents, like... Hey, Eric said he had sex this morning before school, and they were like so concerned.
Eric's dad's house is awesome. He always has sex there. Like, what?
Yikes!
That is probably like equally brain dead to Soup eating his own leftovers.
I can't believe you would spit your food out and eat it again.
Dude, I didn't know any better. Honestly, for some reason, I think that I thought that is what you had to do with Chinese food to eat it, like
specifically Chinese.
Yeah, like specifically Chinese food, you would have to like chew it up a little bit, spit it out, then eat it. I don't know why I thought that. So if somebody gave you
steak and broccoli, you would eat it normally. But if it was beef and broccoli in a Chinese food setting, you'd be like, no, I got to spit it out on the table.
It's the rice. You got to mush up the rice.
Correct.
God, that is something.
I thought dude, that sex was just anal when I was a kid.
It's not?
You thought.
So I was.
I mean, it kind of is.
Well, I mean, like, I mean, that's like regular
form of sex, but that's
like
not
regular sex. I thought it was.
Did you walk in on your parents doing something weird, or what triggered that thought?
I don't know.
I just always kids thought, thinking things. Yeah.
Well, you probably just looked at your own ass and were like, "Well, that's the only hole, so surely that right? Like that's where it goes."
I don't. I thought that. I think that it was one of my friends told me that women pee out of their butt, and I was like, "Well, if women only have a butthole, then it must be where the man puts his peener." So.
Were you guys ever, like, when you were a kid, were you ever disgusted by vaginas?
No.
Like, I remember when...
Are you trying to tell us something, bro?
I remember...
Gentlemen, you're out of your first thing. He's gay.
Well, I just remember, like, going...
Have you just been repulsed and never wanted to be around one ever?
Like, the first time you get a hold of, like, something sexual as a kid, it's, like, the first thing you're super into is boobs. Like, boobs are just like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, you'll beat off to boobs. Boobs are amazing. But I just remember, like, seeing a vagina for the first time and just being like, ew, a vagina. Like, that's gross.
And then he saw a dick and was like, I'm ready. I'm fucking, I'm ready.
I mean, yeah. I guess, to be fair, genitalia in general looks like alien body parts. It looks, but, you know.
Okay, I do actually somewhat understand what McNasty's saying. Because, like, just a vagina in a non-sexual setting, just, like, randomly looking at it is, like... Okay.
Arby's beef sandwich. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it depends, looks like an Arby's beef sandwich. But like, once you sink your fucking shaft in,
all right, calm you're the like, fuck down.
Okay, okay right, dude. This is getting a little.
Then
weird.
You're like, I don't give a shit if it looks like a fucking turd. It feels that good? Fuck.
You're like the creepiest sex ed teacher ever.
Once you sink your shaft.
Jeez. I mean, nothing really good, like, that's been said is really wrong.
Accent,
but, you know, kind of odd.
Can I used to think. When
you,
I was
wait,
a
wait,
kid,
dude. Can you do a Metal Gear Solid line in that voice that you just did?
Oh, you're making my Metal Gear really solid.
All right, thank
not
you.
Bad.
I appreciate it.
All right, anyway,
you're welcome. I used to think that sex was you'd put your pee-pee in the vajayjay, and it just, like, what?
I like that when we're talking about these stories, we still use terms we would when we thought this.
Yeah,
like,
it's
funnier that way.
Pee-pee in the
immersion.
Shower, you said pee-pee there.
I used to think that it, like, turned on like a massager, and you just sat there, and it just...
I mean, it does if
that
pay
was
for
my
it.
First impression.
That is very odd.
That's what I thought.
Somewhat on this topic, do you guys remember the first time you got a boner? Because I definitely do. So I was sitting there, I was watching Titanic with my parents, and it was a scene where he's drawing her, and like her, you can see her tits, and I was laying on my stomach on the floor watching. And I just remember panicking, and I was like, the fuck's happening down there? And I, like, almost told my parents, because I was so scared that something was happening, and it wasn't supposed to. So I was like, no, I'm just going to play this cool for, like, 10 minutes and see what happens. And I went away, and I was like, all right, I'm safe. But I had no clue what the fuck just happened to me. I was looking at this girl's boob, and then... Something was going on down there, and it hurt because I was like just jamming into the fucking floor. Like I didn't know what was going on, and I was literally like seconds away from telling my parents. Looking back now, that probably would have been such an embarrassing story of being like, "Yeah, mom, dad, what's happening with this thing right now? Like, what's going on down here?"
That's funny. I used to steal the like a newspaper. Like the what are the fucking newspapers where it's like the colored newspapers. I don't fucking know what I'm
BET
trying to say. It would be like a coupon book kind of thing that would come in newspapers, but it wouldn't be black and white. It would be colored. I don't know, but I would steal the fucking lingerie section out of newspapers as a kid and like hide them in my room.
Dude, kids were probably always so confused to where those.
Well, I would always wait until it was an old newspaper, so they would.
Okay, you're smart.
Yeah.
Didn't just grab it fresh out of the mailbox and take the lingerie.
Nope.
I remember I did find it. I found it wasn't Playboy. Oh, it was a Hustler magazine in like the trash of one of my friends' like trash. I guess it was his dad's and he threw it away. Man, I used to fucking spanky winky to that all the time.
Dude, I used to always walk down the magazine aisle at stores as a kid just so I could look at Sports Illustrated.
Oh, same. I think every dude has done that. Yeah. 100%.
My friend's stepdad had one. We all used to like go look at it like it was the fucking Holy Grail. There'd be like 20 of us gathered around it at his birthday party just looking at a girl in a bikini like, what the fuck?
That dude, sick. Fucking dudes growing up now ain't going to have that experience. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're just going to fucking watch porn.
I feel like we're probably the last generation to like look at magazines and shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you ever go into like a liquor store and see like a little section of like the actual like sex magazines, like pornos and stuff they'll have?
No.
It wouldn't be sitting out in the open, but it'd be sitting like right in like the walkway of the cashier area, and you can see, you just like look and you can see like a girl like fucking a dude and you're just like, oh my god. You're like, you're like a little nine. Yeah.
Dude, yeah, for me, it used to be like, you know those calendar kiosks in the mall where, like, people would be selling calendars? Yes. They'd have, like, the Sports Illustrated models on one. I'd flip that shit over so fast. One. Yeah, dude, the hot, like, cops and stuff.
The firefighters.
The Obama calendar.
God.
But yeah, no, those Sports Illustrated calendars were A1 as a child.
Just better days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, did I ever tell you all the story about my friend's Nintendo DS?
No.
Oh my god. So one night me and my mom were staying over at my friend's house because she was friends with that dude's mom or whatever. But he was at like practice for something, maybe like football practice or something like that. And we got there before he got like home or whatever. So I was in his room alone because like both like my mom and his mom were just like talking and hanging out. And they were just like, yeah, you can go in his room and like play his games and or watch TV or whatever. I was like, okay, cool. So I'll just go in my buddy's room. So I was just like chilling in there. Didn't really know what to do because it's so awkward when you're in someone else's room. Like even if you are good friends with someone, it's like, I don't want to like...
Yeah, it's just weird being in
the room. Like I don't want to fuck with their shit too much because, you know, I wouldn't want someone to do that to me. Yeah. But his Nintendo DS was like sitting on top of his dresser or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll just... play me like a game on the DS or something. So, dude, fucking open this DS and it's just Pornhub on the DS. And I'm just like, really, man?
What?
Like, why on the DS?
Oh, no. What? That's
yeah, on the DS.
I didn't know you could even do that.
I didn't
know.
Dude, me either. Me either. I was like, I opened
was a visionary.
Dude, I was so scared. I thought my mom was going to be behind me and see that. And I thought I was going to be in so much trouble. But yeah, I just open up the Nintendo DS and it's just fucking Pornhub. I could not believe it.
That was something somewhat similar happened. I was helping a friend move and he's 2 years older than me. And my mom was really good friends with his mom. So like it was a similar situation where I got there before he was home. And my mom's just like, oh yeah, like most of his stuff is, you know, in boxes except for his drawers and stuff, but you can start packing that up for him if you want. So I was like, okay, cool. And like my mom and his mom were like grabbing his clothes and like putting those in boxes, and I opened his drawer and the first thing I saw was a condom, and it was out of the package and it wasn't used or anything, but he definitely was just like 15 or 16 and just like found a condom and was like, fuck yeah, dude, that's sick. And I had no idea what it was, so I just like pulled it out and like held it up in the air. I was like, what is this? And his mom was just like, oh my god, like ran over, like snatched it out of my hand.
You got
was
in
like
trouble.
Fuming. Literally like fuming fucking red. And he got home and she just lost it on him for like 20 minutes. And I felt so fucking bad. I was just sitting in his room on his bed. His mom is just freaking out on him.
How old are you?
Like, fuck. I was probably like 13. He was probably like 15 or 16. So I didn't know what the fuck it was. And he like, he's at the age where like, I mean, I guess it's different days now, but at, you know, back then when you're like 15 to 16, you start to find out like what condoms are and shit. So he probably like just found his first condom, was like, I'm gonna open it up, see what the fuck's going on in here. And I had no clue. So I just pulled it out and just like dangled it up in the air like a fucking snake skin I found or something like
that. I hate that. Like when parents are,
that.
Like when parents find out that like, like their high school daughter, like son is like having sex. It's like, why get mad at that?
Yeah, he was in high school. So like,
yeah,
looking
it's not
back
like he was
now,
fucking
was like,
11 or
bad.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, exactly. And like when my mom talked to me about it, because I asked her like, cause
well, they don't
I
want
him
to get pregnant. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's a guy.
I didn't know what the fuck was happening. Well, that's what my, that's still, actually like where I was going with this. Like My mom explained to me later what it was after, because I didn't know why the fuck he was getting screamed at. Like, I didn't know if I just found like fucking meth in this guy's drawer.
Drugs, yeah.
And my mom's just like, it kind of explained like what it was. And she's just like, you know what? I'm actually happy that he's like being responsible if he is like sexually active.
Yeah.
She's like, that's, you know, true, if, yeah, if that, if you ever are in that position, you know.
Yeah, my mom bought me condoms in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she like, Christ, she wanted to, she so was awkward, she was progressive about like making sure that if I was having
that's
sex.
That's good though.
Yeah,
because that's so much safer than your kid just like yeah, people like, that are like, no, you can't have sex till you're fucking married. Like parents with that ideal, like their kid's going to go out and bang somebody and get like dog AIDS now and somebody pregnant.
Because they just have no idea how to be like safe with shit. Yeah.
Do you guys actually, other than McNasty, I guess, do you guys remember the first time you bought condoms? Other than do, I guess.
Yeah. it was 2031 was the first time I bought a condom.
I was 42. And Soup, do you remember?
Yeah, I was in a Walmart and I felt like a badass.
I felt
you just walk up with magnums, even though you have like a 4-inch dick.
Walk up with like the fucking biggest size.
Just
possible.
This black mambo on the front of it. Like a picture of like a cobra.
I rode my bike to the furthest gas station away from my house that I knew of that would have them, and I got there. And I was like super nervous. I was literally like shaking. I was so fucking scared.
Why?
And I don't know, dude. I was just like, I don't know. In my head, I was like, people cannot know that I have sex or that I'm buying condoms like for when I do. Like, people cannot fucking know. So I was so nervous. And I went to the gas station, and like the first dude that I bought them from was like this huge fucking like 6'5" jacked black dude, and I just had to ask him for the condoms behind the counter. It's just like, man, this can't get any worse. This has got to be the worst first experience.
And he probably just made some snide comment like, yeah, or
no, he didn't even
no, he didn't,
my man.
No, which made it so much worse, because he just grabbed them, put them on the thing in front of me, and just like said like whatever, $4.99. It's just like, fuck, this is so fucking
what is
awful.
He supposed to do, like,
no,
it's like you're gonna like, fuck some little, you know, pussy
was,
with that
it
or
was,
what?
It was obvious. You're some white bitch, bro.
Oh my god.
I probably would have sued him if that was the case. Yeah.
No, I was just overly aggressive and sexual about everything.
Are you gonna videotape it? I wanna see it afterwards.
Starts like air humping down the counter.
Puts on like Marvin Gaye. On the radio.
I was on the other end of that, because I worked at Walgreens and we sold condoms
say
and stuff. Chick-fil-A.
Wait, you worked at Walgreens?
Yeah, I worked at Walgreens for like a few months. Oh, it was the worst job. But yeah, no, I was working the front counter, and some dude came sprinting up to my line out of breath, like, and he slams some condoms down. He's like, how much? And I just scanned him. I handed him back. He's like, hurry up.
Was he being chased by the
like
sex police?
$5.99. and this dude sprinted out of the door. Like, actual, like, full-on sprint. Like, bro, he was about to he was having sex in his car in the parking lot or something.
No, he I was definitely like, roofied a girl and was scared she was going to wake up.
We're on time limit here, boys.
She's going to wake up, bro. Hurry.
It was the first time I ever sold a condom, a pack of condoms to people. And I was like, is this what it's like?
He's like holding in a cum shot, trying to go buy condoms. He's like, I gotta come, man. I gotta come.
Yeah. So weird.
Did you ever have any, like, kids like me going in where they're just, like, obviously their first time and super awkward and nervous? Or was it always just people like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck a bitch. Here's condoms.
It was normally just, like, a part of a bunch of other stuff. They bought like drinks and like a bunch of other stuff, and like I just scanned it and it was like nothing, like there was no comment. Yeah. But what was the probably the most awkward thing is when like women would come in to buy stuff for them, because they made it really awkward. They're like,
oh really?
My pussy stank, I'm getting some badge seal.
Okay, yeah.
I got a pussy full of cum, here's a douche.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah, that's odd. I remember the first time I decided not to go to a regular, like, weird gas station to buy overpriced-ass condoms. I went to a Shoppers Drug Mart. I don't know if you guys have those.
Shoppers Drug Mart?
Yes, but I went to
it's
buy
a black market
a
thing.
I went to buy a 30 pack of condoms, and I got them. Because you could, dude, they were like $16 for 30. Whereas if I went to the gas station, it was $3 for like $6. Yeah, so I was like,
laying some pipe.
Yeah, so I was like, what am I doing here? So I went and bought a box of fucking 30. And on my way out, I was like, oh, sick, pretzels. There's like these buffalo flavored pretzels. So I just had condoms and pretzels. And I get to the checkout thing. And I'm just like, she's just scanning my items. And I turned to my left, and it was one of my fucking high school teachers. I was like, oh, this is great. Like, what a variety of items to have while talking to an old teacher.
Just I would have like, been like pulled like, one out of the box and be like, you want to go in the back here? What's going on?
No, she was not something I'd want to put my wiener in.
I have some, sus drug stories, like when I first bought, like, weed.
Okay,
you guys have
on.
Any funny, like, buying drug stories?
No, I've never actually bought weed. Like, any time I've ever been high, somebody else has given it to me, or just, like, I've just randomly had it.
Dude, it is so fucking awkward and weird, man. So, really? There was this guy that I would go to, like, pretty regularly when I was, like, fucking 16, 17, and buy, like, just a gram of weed at a time. And he would always, like, be somewhere different. Across like town, and it was so weird, like these houses. Yeah, like the houses that I would go to, and let's just call this man Jamal for
all right, that kind of gives a mental picture.
Yeah. Let's just call this guy Jamal.
Let's just say this guy likes to wear do-rags pretty often.
I had so many sketchy fucking things happen with Jamal, bro. It would be so weird. Cause like I would be like the one friend out of my friends that like, and I never seemed like I would be that person where people would be like, yo, dude, you know where I can get some weed? But I slowly turned into that guy. And, like, I hated everything about it because all my friends would just be like, yo, dude, can you text Jamal and ask him for some weed? I'm just like, no, I don't. This is like, I hate going to him. It's so awkward. Dude. So he
How
had
old
this.
Was Jamal, first of all?
He was probably like 25, bro. Like,
oh, my God. He's like 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. He's a good bit older than me at the time. And, dude, I have a lot of stories. So, he had this house, like, in this neighborhood back in the woods. It was, like, a 20-minute ride.
God.
A 20-minute ride from where I lived. And it wasn't his house. He was, like, never at his house. He was always at, like, someone else's house that was owned
Trap
by someone
houses.
Else. Yeah. And so, I would go to this house, and I walk in, and, well, I had... You know, I pulled up and I texted him. I was like, yo, I'm here. I'm outside. He was like, all right, go ahead and come in the side door. And so the house is so fucking dark, but I can tell that there's like people sitting around in like the living room area. And he holds the door open for me. And so I just walk in the door and the door is still open. And then out of nowhere, this lady comes like running down the stairs and she's just like, why the fuck did you leave the door open? Were you raised in a fucking barn?
What the fuck?
Yeah, but he had opened the door for me, and I was like, I am so sorry. I am so fucking... Dude, if I could explain to you how scared I fucking was, dude, I was so scared. And then tweaking. Jamal was just like, it was me that left the door open. And then she was just like, oh my God, I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
What the fuck?
Dude, I was like... It's okay.
Drenched in sweat.
Dude, I thought I was dead, man. I thought I was going to fucking die or something or get my ass beat. I was so scared.
And was then it like one his time, mom or like a girl? Like a,
I don't know who it was, dude. I don't know who the fuck
it
was.
It's just like a random drug house. There's probably like 60 different deals.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. And one time I showed up to that house by myself. Like, at least I had a friend in the truck with me at that time. I showed up by myself one time to that house. And I go in, and he has, like, this big fucking, what are those, like, drawstring bags? And
bags?
It's like, huh?
No, just, like, one of those ones you, like, put on your back, and they just, like...
Oh, yeah, like a backpack, like a small little backpack thing.
Yeah.
Oh, a cinch bag.
And it was full of weed. It was just a drawstring bag.
Yeah, like the Nike.
Kind of like a backpack.
Like a fitness bag, kind of?
Yeah, yeah.
Gym bag?
A gym bag, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just full of fucking weed. and I'm just there to buy a gram. And if you don't know anything about like weed, it's the, like that's a very, very small
little nug.
Yeah, that's a very small amount of weed. And he just pulls this fucking brick of weed out of this gym bag, like a fucking huge amount, and like sticks a knife in it and like cuts it open. Then he like grabs it and smells it. And he's just like, "This ain't my motherfucking weed! This ain't my motherfucking weed!" And there's like two other dudes and they like stand up and I'm like, "What the fuck is going on, man?" And he just like walks out. He just like walks out, or and I think he called somebody. And I'm just standing there, dude, like don't know what to do.
Tweaking.
I know, right? So I'm just standing there and he just comes back in and he's just like, "Whatever, you want a gram still?" I was like, "Yes."
"Yes, sir, please, thank you."
Yeah.
Like a very well-mannered white kid.
Yeah, honestly, yes, sir. Please, thank you, sir.
Just a gram of weed. You like curtsy on your way out. Thank you.
Well, this one time in particular, he was always somewhere different, except for those two times he was at that same house. This one time, he's like, "Come to this address." And I'm like, "What the fuck?" I was with one of my friends that was driving. And I was like, "What the hell, dude? I've never been in this address before." I shit you not.
Roulette.
We roll up. These two fucking white-ass honky motherfuckers roll up in a Jeep to a family barbecue.
Oh, my God.
I'm not joking, dude. There were like, it was a big-ass family. There were probably like 20 people, dude. It was a big family barbecue. Like a That's fucking get-together. Sick. Yeah. And we roll up, and every eye is on us. Just like everyone is staring, and it's so it's like everyone knows. It's like, why the fuck else would two white kids be rolling up to like this family barbecue right now? You know. And anyway, I get out, and I walk over to Jamal, and he's just like, "Hey, bro, follow me down the road a little ways." And I was like, "Okay." Okay, so I get in and tell my friend, I'm like, "Yo, he said he wants us to follow him down the road. I don't know why." But he gets in a car with like five or six other guys.
God.
Yeah. And we drive down the road maybe like 2 or 3 minutes to like a vacant parking lot beside like the highway.
God,
it just looks like the most drug dealer spot you could think of in your mind. Like, the very obvious what's going on. Like there would be nothing else happening in this parking lot. And so I get out again and walk up to this fucking tinted car with like six fucking dudes in it. And I just like hand him $10. He hands me the weed and I get back in and I'm just like, "Bro, let's leave now." this is so sketchy. But anyway, their car pulls out ahead of us and they like make a left turn or whatever. And then I shit you not, a cop drives by, and I'm like freaking the fuck out. I'm like, "Dude, floor it, let's get out of here." So we turn down the road the opposite way of the cop and leave. It was, dude, so sketch, man. Rolling up to a family barbecue, like, of all black people, the only two white dudes, it's just so obvious.
You're there to buy drugs.
Like, yeah, like, why the fuck else are you here? You know,
the fact that you're even alive today after all that.
It was always something, dude. It was always some shit.
You shouldn't be here right now.
I was hoping that at the end of that story, you were going to end up with, like, some brisket and like, some greens.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's what I was hoping.
You left with,
just,
like,
some collard greens.
Like, tongue like, or something.
Dude, like... The looks that they were giving, they were not, like, happy looks. Yeah. It wasn't like, "Yeah, come get some chitlins." It was like, "The fuck are you doing here?" Like,
"Come get some chitlin sugar." Oh, fuck. That is a good story. Oh, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. That was nice. Pretty wild.
Really had me on the edge of my seat.
I've always had people in my family to, like, get weed for me, so I like never, I've never really been in, like had to go buy weed from somebody.
So
yeah, I've
weird,
always
man.
Just
you
had like
smoked weed
that smokes. Wait, what?
No,
you're the you're dude. like if straight edge had a picture in the dictionary, you it'd be you. It'd be your little logo.
Yes, sir.
It actually would just be like a picture of your very white forearm.
Stop talking about my forearm, McNasty.
I mean, it's a pretty nice forearm.
I'll jack you off with my arm if you want.
Yes, please, 100%. Yes.
I mean, wait, dude, is it legal where you live?
To jack a guy off with your forearm? I think it is.
No.
Yeah, that's legal everywhere here now. Obama made that happen.
Yeah, I think he's married doing that now.
Would you ask?
Is weed legal where you're at?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that probably pays.
Well, actually, no, I don't know that. Time. Don't quote me on that. I actually don't really know drug laws.
Why would you?
It's legal here.
Fair enough. So, like, have you just never felt like you've ever wanted to try it, or has it just been like you've never had the opportunity kind of thing?
I've had the opportunity. I've just refused. I'm just not into it. I like...
That's fair.
Not to sound as lame as hell, but I like being in control of myself and not being in an altered state ever.
Dude, that's just to be honest, though, like, I used to smoke when I was a teenager.
You're such a good influence, McNasty.
You're going to get blitzed whenever we meet. I guarantee it.
I'll drink with y'all, but I'm not going to do drugs.
We'll see.
That's it. We're doing meth.
We're going to knock your ass out. McNasty, you're going to hold you down.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back home, like, stumbling drunk with bloodshot eyes and, like...
We're going to give you a horse tranquilizer in one arm and heroin in the other.
And a bookmark and a chicken leg. Okay. I'm just going to leave you outside for, like, an hour and let you breathe in all the smoke.
Dude, let's get Dew so fucked up and get, like... And get someone to like Comic Sans font tattoo gay on his forearm. So all of his videos.
Oh, like the inside of his left forearm that you can see.
I say we get him as fucked up as possible and then try to make him play Ascend. Just see what happens. Yeah. Writes a new song. Writes a new Pink Floyd record.
Damn, I do drugs all the time if that's the case. I mean, a lot of good music was made out of doing drugs, so.
Yeah, 100%.
So.
But to be going back on what Dew said, though, I do understand. I feel like when I was a teenager, like getting high and drunk and shit was a lot more fun than it is as like an adult. Because now there's like
definitely
repercussions. Now you get like hangovers and stuff. And, like the last time I got fucking way too high, like, you know, when you're like 15, something that's really fucking annoying as an adult is just funny back then. So like when I got way too fucking high in Boston and I poured my entire water bottle out in my bed while I was talking to John because I was holding it upside down with no cap because I was so fucking high and what was going on. I was like, this is fucking AIDS, but when I was like 16, I would have been like, haha, that's the funniest thing that's ever happened to anybody. But I was like, now I'm cold and wet and this sucks and I wish I was sober. Like, it's just not the same when you're an adult.
Yeah, when I used to be younger and I would get high, I would have like the best time ever. I would just like, it'd almost like, be like I was drunk when I was
watch
young.
TV or something.
Yeah, but now I get high and it's like, after about an hour, I'm just like, I want to go to bed. Even if I've only been up for like 4 hours, it just makes me tired. I get like... It's weird because, like, a lot of people smoke weed to relieve anxiety. It gives me nothing but anxiety.
Yeah, same. It's not the same as it was for me.
Yeah.
It used to be hella fun to, like, just like, smoke with your friends and cut up and shit, but I don't like it anymore. I just like drinking.
Definitely. I don't know. Yeah. Not really for me. It never really has been. I've always just kind of did it because other people did it. And, like, it always made me feel too. Fucking odd. I don't know if I talked about this story in the podcast, but I sat in a fucking porta potty for over an hour without realizing it. Because, like, I felt like I had to pee. I was really fucking high. I felt like I had to pee, but I just couldn't.
Do you normally sit down when you pee?
No, I was just sitting there standing up with my cock out for, like, an hour.
I figured you were, like, sitting there, like, sitting.
No, I literally was standing still
for an hour. I can't tinkle.
In my head, it was, like, maybe 5 minutes, so I was like, no, no big deal, right? Nobody's going to question it. But it was, like, an entire hour that I was just standing there with my cock out in a porta potty.
You probably smelled like shit when you came out, too.
Oh, yeah, my clothes were probably just, like, covered in fucking shit particles.
I don't understand how people can go in a porta potty and shit and just, like, feel normal.
I have never when it splashes up.
And you
get, like 18 different strands of AIDS in an instant.
You, like, look down in the toilet, you could see this bunch of, like, plobs of shit, and it's just, ugh. Yeah. It's all like, shiny because it's all wet.
It was always at, like, concerts where the water just wasn't deep enough, and you could just see a fucking gently placed turd on top of another turd. Uh-huh.
Dude, y'all ever see those nice ones with the sink in it?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, I saw someone... fucking shit in the sink, dude.
Ew.
Like, just straight up turd in the sink.
Oh.
All the porta potties have the thing that you piss in. It's like a little urinal to the left.
Or maybe it was like that. Those. Maybe I thought it was
the sink. Yeah. I like the. He
what
thought
kind
it was
of
a
luxury
sink?
Porta potty.
It was a good thing I didn't wash
have.
My hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the porta potties that are in Missouri have like holes in them. People can like see your naked ass pissing in them, and like I don't know what kind of luxury porta potties you guys have.
I think Missouri's
like
just
a bidet.
It's a bidet. There's a fucking bed in there. A butler.
There's a butler to wipe your butt for you.
It's PC gaming setup.
I want that.
Man, just talking about porta potties is making me want to travel. I don't know what it is.
It makes me miss concerts.
Yeah, like it makes me miss going places. Yeah. Like even though you have to shit uncomfortably and piss, it's work.
Yeah,
part of the experience.
It, like, because it brings back the memories of like the other parts of trips rather than just the porta potty.
Yeah. Will there ever be a solution to uncomfortable public shitting and pissing?
No,
probably not. Unless somebody invents like a diaper that just eats your shit, just gets rid of it.
Eats your shit, like
it just disappears. I don't know. I don't know how that would work. Or like, have you ever seen the Family Guy episode where they go to the future and their shit's just vacuumed out of their ass, like something like that?
That'd be dope.
That'd be dope.
Awesome. Right?
Yeah.
Hook up to the fucking bathroom vacuum.
Yeah, exactly. Just shit down a fucking mail tube, essentially. That'd be a good way to quit your fucking job at, like, the post office. Like, those suction mail tubes just fire up a turd.
Just send a log in it.
not even in a tube either. It just sucks, so when it finally hits the end, it just explodes. Somebody's sitting there waiting to just... It's all over their face. That's fucking disgusting.
Chili the night before, so it's like that right consistency to explode on impact.
just send up a little note after that says "I quit," just like right behind it.
That's your
fault. Oh my god. Dude, that tube, like that opening, would be so just mutilated with shit.
Dude, I wanna like turn the suction on and just start pissing into it.
Dude, I wonder how they clean that out. Would they just like suck water up and then soap or something, like soap in water?
I think they would just get rid of that tube. Like, yeah. Just out of commission. Because
the whole inside would just be skid marked.
What a thought, dude.
Oh my god.
You can tell how immature we are when that's like the hardest we've laughed in a while. Over the thought of exploding shit through a USPS tube.
If you don't think that's funny, lighten the hell up. Yeah.
You're
funny as shit.
You're wrong if you don't think that's funny.
Yeah. Must be a libtard.
Oh.
All right, relax. I don't think anybody would watch us and not have that kind of humor, so
right. Yeah, if you're here, you already have that humor for sure.
I don't know. I have some pretty AIDS fans. I have a very vast.
I'm not surprised.
I have a very vast audience and like hardcore ass motherfuckers. And like, people will comment on my shit and just be like, "You're so fucking cringe, you're cringe, bro. You're laughing at a fart noise, you fucking cringe.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking cringe, bro. Farts aren't funny. What are you two? You're fucking cringe."
There's a few 65-year-old men that watch me too who are like, "Wow, you guys are so immature.
Like, damn,
and
he's cute.
So funny." And that.
I love his little tiny body. I love that he's legal, but he also looks 12.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
Oh my god.
You know what's crazy? This is still the topic of something we believed in when we were younger.
That was a good ass topic. You're welcome.
Dude, we did like two topics. That's the whole podcast. That's a good podcast.
Well, dude, it's good when we branch off and talk about random shit. That's what we're talking like.
About. I like how that topic somehow led to shit going through a mailing
tube. Just call the podcast Shit Tube.
Just upload shittube.mp4.
It kind of transitions into the next topic, though. If you could get rid of one normal bodily function, what would it be?
Probably shitting. Yeah.
Really?
Shitting? Like, if you could get rid of any bodily function.
Because, like, the thing about shitting is, like, for me, it's like...
Yes.
How many times are you going to restart that?
I was going to say, like, in my situation, if I eat bad food, I pretty much expect that I'm going to have a terrible shitting session later.
So but if, you like, always say you're like, bro, shit.
Well, yeah, because
one time, and I'm like the Jesus of pooping. I'm perfect.
Well, if I always say that.
If I eat like a lot of pizza or something like really bad, I'll have like sloppy shit. But most of the time, I have pretty good shits.
Thank you for sharing that information with us.
Plus, you save money on toilet paper.
Y'all ever ran out of toilet paper at a friend's house?
No. Nope.
Yeah, that's when you grab the dog.
What did you do in that situation?
It's when you use
the shower
curtain.
Hey, dude, can I use your shower? Yeah. Oh, okay. Curtain. Okay.
No, I just sent my friend a picture of the toilet roll, and I was just like, help a brother out. Still awkward as fuck, though.
He just comes in and gives you his t-shirt.
He just like opened the door and like threw the toilet paper from around the door at me. And I just waddled my fucking dookie filled asshole and picked it up.
It's not happened to me, and I'm glad, because that doesn't sound like a good time. all right.
Wiping,
I don't know,
is such a beta male activity.
Okay, maybe I think I know why he's a virgin. But
is that
I don't
the reek
know.
Do?
I don't know what bodily function I'd get rid of. Like, honestly, I'd probably say eating. Like, I like eating, but it'd be nice to have that as an optional thing, you know? Like, if I just don't eat for 3 days. I lied. Sleeping. Definitely would avoid sleeping.
Is that really a bodily function? Spend sleeping.
Yeah, sleeping is like a normal. Like something, I guess it's more.
Yeah,
so
you spend like 1/3 of your life sleeping, don't you, or something? Yeah. Or like half of your life.
It's like half for me.
No, it's not.
If you're McNasty, okay. Yeah, it's literally
yeah.
Half.
God, that's
yeah.
Depressing to
I wonder
think about.
How much of your life you spend shitting.
Probably not that much.
Well, if you're McNasty, life, about dude. one million.
How much of your life do you spend on the toilet? Is the second most looked up thing after sleeping. Just so you guys know.
I bet you all the people that Googled that were on the toilet.
So 100%. you spend 92 days of your life on the toilet, hey, on average.
For me, it's probably 30 days.
2,208 hours.
A year.
2,208 hours of your life.
Oh, that's
toilet.
Not that bad. I have more hours on Counter-Strike.
Honestly, same.
When you put that into perspective, that's really not that bad.
Did you guys hear that Fortnite has been like the playtime on Fortnite is more than human existence?
Really?
That's fucking nuts.
Like the overall playtime.
That's
Jesus.
That's pretty significant.
I can't believe that game is still like relevant.
I know.
Very much so.
I can't. I just can't play. Were you guys ever into it? I know Dew played it a little.
Yeah, I was into it.
I tried really hard to like it. Streamed it some, but I couldn't outbuild these kids would build the twin towers in front of me in a second. I just couldn't.
I know.
Couldn't handle
it. Fucking eight. I every time I played it, I just in my head was like, I want to go play PUBG.
Yeah, me too.
I was into it for a while, but my fans would give me shit for it, so I just kind of had to phase out
really?
Me doing it. Yeah, nobody really liked me doing it.
I had so many people that like, I uploaded one video of it and I hated it. I like never wanted to upload it again, but I got so many requests. And like at the time, I was only getting like maybe 800 views on a normal video, and then I upload Fortnite and get like 4,000. It's like, fuck.
I remember my first Fortnite video was sponsored. They like Epic Games hit me and some friends up to do a sponsored video. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And I had said in the sponsored video, I was like, yeah, I think this is probably the best battle royale out right now. It's free to play, which was like weird at the time for a game to be like free to play. Mm-hmm. I was like, you literally don't lose anything by like, and I wasn't like reading an ad. I was just like, it's free to play, so you'd like don't lose anything by trying it. And the graphics are like good, but not so good that you need a fucking supercomputer to run it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
God, dude, I remember I kept doing it.
I remember Durgy. Durgy bought Fortnite before the Battle Royale came out, and he was like, yeah, this game sucks. Like, Fortnite's never going to fucking do anything.
Yeah,
like,
save the
world.
2 months
later, biggest game in the fucking world. I was like, yeah, well, that didn't age well. But yeah, the original Fortnite game was fucking dog shit.
Yeah, it was like
it was just a shitty
fight
survival
zombies.
Game.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
You fight zombies and, like, build, like, it's honestly just like every other survival game. Like, you just build.
It's just like waves of things coming in.
Not really waves. It was just like a consistent thing. And like when the storm came, there was like big waves of zombies, to my knowledge. But I don't know. I just watched Durgy play it one night and thought that looks fucking shit. And I think Epic realized that game was awful, and then they were just like, let's throw a battle royale in and see if we can like recoup any money. And then it just happened to be the.
I think they recouped their money.
Oh yeah, I would confidently think they recoup their money. But, I mean, that's a 200 IQ business play on their end. That's, like, the smartest thing any devs have ever done.
The thing that sucks about Fortnite is they just, like, they got to a point where they really just stopped, like they all they wanted to cater to was like kids. They wanted to cater to try and make the absolute most money possible. They just,
well,
like,
yeah, because like that's such an untapped market.
Yeah.
Like PUBG is not for fucking 10-year-olds, and yeah, that game was huge. And then they realized like kids are the only ones who have time to play games 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense to cater to them because, like, I don't know, there's such a big untapped market. So they did the right thing. But yeah, no, it's definitely annoying as, like, you know, somebody's in their 20s. It's just like, God, I just.
And they introduced, like, the. I remember
flossing.
I remember they introduced the fucking guided missile, and that's, like, when I quit. I was like, that's just, like, the most fucking. Like, you don't need any kind of talent to, like, use that. And it just shreds through people.
The end of season one. So I played all of season one, and I was like, nah.
I came back and played when they did Fortnite 2 for a little bit, but I was just like, I
what
still
the fuck is
just,
Fortnite 2?
They like season two. They like nuked. They nuked the game and like restarted basically. Yeah.
Oh, and a new map and shit or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Everything was new, and I tried that, and I still just like I couldn't outbuild the kids. So I was just like, like I could outshoot people easily, but. Not outbuild. I can't. My little pea brain couldn't comprehend.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm ready for another GTA.
Yeah,
same dude.
GTA 6.
Didn't they already say it's gonna the GTA 5 is gonna be released on the new Xbox and new PS5?
Are you serious? Dude, the second is now, console now.
Third console, bro.
No, PS3, PS. Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. PS3, yeah, the second Xbox. Next gen.
My name is the Duh!
I just phrased it wrong!
My name is the Duh! It is actually so fucked, though, to think that game came out, like, when I was, like, in, like, grade 11 in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is fucking insane.
And the fact
how
that, like,
that game has lived.
When I used to have a PS2, there was, like, 5 GTAs that came out on PS2.
I know. And now it's been, but to be fair, the standard for games has changed so much since then. Like, people always do, like, comparisons of, like, oh, look how many fucking, for example, GTA games came out in this time span. But, like, back then, the map was, like, you could drive across it in 5 minutes, and nobody complained.
There was
no,
like, online
or balancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, nobody fucking complained about that shit, because that's what you got at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then now people just expect so much more and so much more, but then they complain about development time, so it's like, gamers are literally the most brain-dead species on the planet.
Yeah.
And I will always stand by that.
It's like an exact mix of people that constantly want updates, but also want it to be the same.
Don't
want to
wait. Well, yeah. Or that like, too, or fucking Cyberpunk.
Well, you'll just,
like,
you'll never make
example.
Anyone happy. You'll never make anyone happy.
Yeah, yeah, Cyberpunk is such a good example of that. Like, they put out this video, and everyone was like, the combat looks like shit. And they're like, you're right, we're going to redo the combat, so the game's going to be delayed again. And everyone was like, fuck you, just push it out with this bad combat and update it later.
Yeah.
What? What do you want?
Well, I feel like if you just make a game that's fun, people will like it. Like, dude, think about Among Us. It's so fucking simple.
The game
is a $6. It is a $6 game that you can download in a second. You can play it on your phone. Like, and it is just popping off
on
YouTube right now.
Among Us and Fall Guys were the most refreshing games to come out in so long.
And it probably costs no money to develop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then just anybody can play them. All they are is stupid fun with friends. And it's just like, that's a market that's been ignored for so fucking long.
Yeah.
Everyone's been like, look how fucking real this like first
person
shooter
competitive game is. I don't give a shit about graphics.
Yeah, oh, Tarkov is the realest experience. No, fuck, just come up with a fun concept.
Yeah, okay, Tarkov
is
kind of fun,
butt plugs.
Though.
Here's these butt plugs running around. And it's like, yeah, that's fun.
Tarkov is kind of fun, though, I will admit.
No, it is, but it's just like, I don't know, nobody just focuses on the fun aspect of games. Everything's so, like, competitive now and, like, tries to just, you know, just try to get as skilled as you can in most games. Like, there's very few, like, fun party games that come out other than, like, Nintendo. So,
yeah, Nintendo, like, eats, sleeps, and breathes that kind of stuff.
Party games, yeah, that's all
they
are. But, like,
fucking Friday, they're releasing the remastered Mario 64 Sunshine and Galaxy.
Oh, really? Oh,
can't fucking wait, dude. But it's the same day as Cold War, so.
Oh, yeah.
Cold War can wait.
Did you see the Mario Kart that you can play in your freaking living room? You can, like, set up checkpoints
and
stuff.
Oh, dude, yeah. You can, like, make a track in your living room.
Yeah, they give you, like, a little cart. You can make, like, your own track in your living room. And it's, like, some sort of weird VR. You, like, see it from the vision of your truck, your little thing on the floor. I don't know.
There's like a camera on the back of the cart.
Yeah.
And it, you get the view of the camera. And like the items and shit are like virtual and pop up.
That
and
sounds pretty
just like
dope.
Pop up in your living room.
That's pretty
oh, like augmented reality. Like,
yeah. The other drivers are like virtual as well.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And then there's like, actually, if you play it with a friend, their cart will, you know, you can like throw items at their cart and it'll stop their cart in real life and shit.
Yeah,
and
like it looks
through the game.
If I was, oh shit, I want it now. But I was gonna say, if I was 12, I'd be creaming my pants.
Bro, if I was a kid, oh my god, yeah. I'd be jerking off on that little go-kart.
Bro, Nintendo, yeah. Nintendo does not know what they're doing in a business standpoint or being in touch with any of their audience. But those motherfuckers know how to make a goddamn game. That's all they know how to do, but they do it better than like any company I can think of out there. Like, all they know is how to make fucking games. Their marketing is dog shit. Their customer support's fucking horrendous. They're like so out of touch, like with not allowing YouTubers to upload shit until like recently. Yeah. Like, they would claim it. And like, yeah, they were so out of touch, but they know how to make a goddamn fucking game. It's crazy how talented everyone over there is.
Like, make it the Wii just like exploded the gaming industry open.
I know.
When they came out with that, it was unreal.
And motherfuckers, well, it just blows my mind that they could have made like one Mario and Zelda game and still to this day like bank off of that.
Yeah,
like they don't even need to do shit. That they just re-release the old shit and people eat it up.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how good it is.
Yeah, I don't know, they're pretty insane at making games.
Yeah, I can't wait till Friday. It's gonna be epic.
I'm just excited for Sunshine. I think that was my most played game for like, oh god, the first like 5-10 years I played video games. I used to try to like speed run it without actually knowing how to speed run. I would just like personally try to figure out how to do it faster every time. I played through that game so many fucking times, man. And like I love the soundtrack to it. I love everything about that game. I didn't play that much Mario 64. But I did play a decent amount of Galaxy, so I'm excited.
You know what, I love?
Very, like, relaxing. What?
I love when podcasts don't go further than 1 hour and 5 minutes, so I think that's a good time to end this.
Wow, you fucking piece of shit.
My God.
We're just having a fun conversation.
I know.
Just,
absolute garbage.
We're kind of droning on here at the end.
Ah, dude. That's why your state's on fire, because you're a piece of shit.
You hear that? McNasty hates the viewers. He wants us to stop talking.
Yeah,
we're probably just enjoying that conversation.
I can only handle your guys' voice for like an hour before I want to just blow my brains out.
That's fair.
Yeah. I agree with that entirely, but still,
I'm not doing the outro this time.
I think that's why Among Us playing is working so well, because like 80% of the time nobody's talking.
To listen to each other.
Yep. So nice.
It's the perfect game.
It's perfect. All right. Yeah. You want to end your little in with your little thing, Soup?
I can't wait for Breath of the Wild 2.
You're not going to do it this time.
I know, dude, I'm very excited.
I ended your Mario Kart conversation.
More That's Mario. Right.
Come on, babe. Come
Nintendo.
On.
Yeah.
Come on, babe.
Nope, I'm not doing it.
Come on, babe. Come on.
Like, comment,
subscribe. No, McNasty's got to do it.
Okay, they did it.
Like, comment, subscribe. That's all.
Come and shit and piss.